John, this is your time to do an intro to the show. I'm not going to say who this is. My co-host has to start things. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. You're probably at one of those locations or time places. It's good to have you listening into the Dawn and Wind Show. It's going to be a great day today, folks. Don't you feel it, Wynn?
Is that good? Is that the intro?
Well, you felt that, did you? The intro? Did you like it?
Well, it was all right. I mean, you're still training to do good intros, Don.
This is going to be a great day. Great day.
Anyone in our audience want to comment about Don's intro, critique it, what they think about it, please call up. And the numbers are...
Now I'm feeling like a dork.
Go ahead, Don. Tell them what the numbers are.
Honestly, for a second there, I just felt like a dork.
You felt like what?
A dork.
A dork?
Yeah, you know what a dork is?
How do you spell it? D-O-R-K?
D-O-I-N-K.
What is it?
Dork.
It's not what I think it is it?
What do you want it to be?
I don't want it to be anything, but...
Then what were you thinking of? You were the one who said it's
what is
something you were thinking about.
What is the colloquial meaning of it?
I felt like a boob head.
A bird head.
Yeah, close, yeah.
A bird head, okay.
A boob head.
A boob head.
A boob, yeah. Little itsy bitsy teeny weeny...
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't get caught up in the vernacular here. I think we should move along and find an interesting topic today. You know, we started talking just before, well, Don and I were like going back and forth. We started talking about crop circles, and I told them where I was right now. There were no crop circles overhead, which is fairly rare. Then I asked him if there were crop circles overhead where he was, and he said, sometimes. Or often.
Well,
so,
it's more often now. Yeah.
More often.
Yeah, they you know, for the first year and a half I've been here, it hadn't been that much, and now it seems to be quite heavy here in California, Northern Cal. Pardon me, I never noticed it to be so heavy before. But you know, the one thing that I have over most people is that I absolutely, truly believe in the power of myself and my mind, my goodwill, my passion, and my heart. And I realize that there are other beings of other energies. And really, they're in the same space. They're just of different vibrations, and they're all around helping out. And some of them communicate, some don't. Just depends where you want to go, when. And... whether you've been chosen for it or not. I mean, there's a whole... I won't go there. But I truly believe that if you sit outside and you're walking outside and you see chemtrails, know that there will be forces that will clean that up and ask for them. And those would be really selves. I kid you not. But a lot of gratitude can go into this, because if you truly know that they're coming, then you would be extremely grateful for that fact by knowing that. So there's something you can do, but it takes a greater part of you to do it. And it can get to the point where, yeah, it's a very visual thing. Extremely so. They'll match the speeds from the clouds, then they'll change direction, they'll divert themselves, their tails will split right in front of you, they'll do the weirdest dances, usually at odd, different rates of speed, I don't know how else to put it.
Now, do you think this is the technique the prophet Yahweh uses?
Oh, I don't know what Prophet Yahweh does. I remember him from way back. I don't get much into any form of a god. Now, I know there's lots of them, but I don't like the gods that seem to think that they are all there is, all that more, and really they're twisted. And I think some of our past history really brings those, I guess you'd have to say, icons into a religious fervor. I don't go for it. You know, I believe in the one creator, but I believe in the one creator being, you know, it's funny because when you truly realize he's kind, it's, you got to know him. He's your friend, your best bud. And here, you don't even know what he's given you. But the only way you'll know what he's given you if you realize what he's given you. And it becomes a really beautiful search and discover, mission or experiential lives. I mean, we're all really experiencing things, and there's many triggers and emotions and things that help that along. But again, I somehow believe we're being helped by unseen forces. And I think, now if I'm wrong, you know, folks, I could be wrong. Here's the tragedy. Do I really know? Nope. Could I tell you that all those off planet and on planet are good people or good beings or good visitors? Nope. Wish I could. Gee, I honestly wish I could. I feel that more than anything because I haven't met anything to the contrary. But there's a secrecy thing that's pretty sick, it's pretty long, and it has to deal with a lot of this. And it stems for decades. And that is still secret today. So how does that sit with me now? Doesn't sit well. It feels like sometimes we're being given a bone. It feels sometimes that there are maybe entities that screwed up, messed up, got involved. Now they're in, and they have an obligation to help, but they're really not all that good at it, maybe. I don't know. You know, you get the good with the bad, it seems, here. And can we eliminate that bad totally? You know, that's the ideal, isn't it? To somehow eliminate all that negativeness that you, or that personal perception of that, and remove it from at least that vibrational curve. That's the ideal. Maybe we'll reach it. I'm hoping we are. In fact, I'm betting on it. So call me weird, radical, whatever. That's what I'm betting on. I think we're going to eliminate this negativity from our group collective consciousness. And I think we're going to do it at a rapid pace. That's what I think.
Well.
Back to you, Wynn.
Thank you, Tom. I hope you're right.
Take the floor, please.
I hope you're right.
Speak up, man.
Can you hear me?
You know, I don't know if that... Yeah.
Okay. Well, what are chemtrails doing? I mean, you've studied this more than me. You've probably gone through many more websites than I have. What have you uncovered as the purpose of chemtrails? So tell me some of the things you have, and I'll tell you.
Okay. Sure. Well, first of all, there was a cover-up. So, look, premise one, deceit and lies. Now, whatever comes after that, we can all talk about, and I've heard it all. I really have. But the fact that we have legislated and seen documents that they have used the American people and others as guinea pigs, and it's been covered up, and yet it's somehow legal, and they're still doing it, and they admit to it, and it's going on a global scale, that bothers me, okay? Because never once in all the time period have I read about where any of that has turned out where the population end up being smarter, better, faster, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Never heard it, but I have heard exactly the opposite every time. So now, I don't care what the spin is put on later, that it's needed to help electromagnetic frequencies when we all know that cells are product A, and what are they doing to us? And our heads and our brains? Okay, well, we'll go on to product B, C, whatever. Whatever, folks. You know, it comes down to the spin. And when they start saying, oh, well, it's to help stop global warming. Oh, what do you mean? Climate change? God, that's so thing boring that, I mean, why are we all going mad about it?
Who says that this is stopping global warming?
Oh, look, I'm giving you the different perspectives out there. I didn't, you know. I give you lots of them. I mean, there's a whole herd of them.
Yeah.
They stem. But again, they stem. And the truth is the stem. And the truth is it's gone before and it's here now. You know, with a different name, different variety, different spin, just a lot sicker people at the helm with bigger toys. Can you imagine that? Whoa, put a big gun in a pervert's hand, and what do you got? You got what we got now?
What else do you think, Dave? What about some of the other things on chemtrails? I've heard they're dropping certain kinds of...
They might even modify the chemtrails a bit just to try to prove, oh, no, see the... You see those polymers in there? You see that? You see how they're using barium salts now? Or you see how they're...
Do you think they're
right?
using them?
You know, they can change up the cocktail. Don't think they won't to collude and delude you into thinking that there's some scientific purpose for poisoning you, so that they can continue their genocidal plan, which they have written about. Again, no shock. I'm not desensitized. The fact that they put these written plans about, plans that I've seen and posts and read about, to put them into motion. Now I'm pissed, okay? I'm pissed. It's one thing to have a great imagination and to think about beating your wife. It's another thing to do it, okay? If you have no restraint for morality and integrity and honor and character, well then, whoa. Then you're totally insane. You're not even borderline. You have no regulation to you. And at that point, you're beyond pervert. You're that we have now. Back to you, Wim. No, let me take that back, Wim. What I want to extrapolate on is that if we continue to allow what's going on now, which is genocide. 1.2 million Iraqi citizens have died, and we've got depleted uranium going out there. Okay? You've got things happening all over the world, and it's purely by design of the few madmen with too much bloody money. And it is bloody. So, you know, I mean, it's all great to talk about it, but it comes to the point where it affects your children, your lives, your livelihoods, your daughters, your mothers, your sons, your neighbors, your friends, your countrymen, and those that are even here that or abroad. You know, it's touching us all.
What are they doing? Be more specific.
Oh, that's going to take too many shows to go into. Just go to the Trusted News Trader, go to the BBSLA TV page, go to some of the links we have, get out there, do a little research. Know that what you hear is a lie, and now do a little internet search on it and read many perspectives. You might find the truth.
So you're not going to tell me?
Tell you what?
What the truth is.
Oh, heck, we're living truth. It's, you know, I want the truth because I want the truth that's important to me to carry out what I am. In other words, I'm not so hard, dead set on the truth because it's whatever we want collectively and individually. We're living pieces of truth. What I think about is honesty. Taking the truth and running with it, the extra mile, going the distance, integrity. being true to who you are. And if some of these people feel that, that's being true to who they are, yeah, to a very small piece. And then they haven't yet, these kings and lords, haven't yet really stepped up the evolutionary scale yet themselves. They got a little way to go, but then they've been very selective in their bloodline, and that's caused these situations. So it's all right. They want to interact. They have other people on this planet they want to interact with. They want, you know, again, you can't stick an idiot in a room and expect him to be happy. You got to give him some friends. And they want friends. You know, they want somebody who's going to believe in their dream. They want people that have nothing better to do, right? That want to play their game. And there are a lot of people that, you know, find it fun. They don't see any harm in it. And when they start seeing the harm, then it gets to them. And eventually they realize it's a harmful game. And they don't want to play anymore.
Well, that was very well put. I wonder if any of our listeners have any comments on chemtrails.
Jumanji. Or what was it called? Jumanji?
What, Jumanji?
Jumanji?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I'm not going to get in your book. Jumanji.
I love people. I think that what we've been given is unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable the opportunity we've all been handed. Wow. To fix it all. You know, they started the curve. Now they're going to bring it all down to ground zero. We're just going to help that along because we're tired of waiting. How do you like that for a perception? Oh, they'll get what they deserve. They'll bring it around. But, you know, I'm tired of waiting. I'm just helping things along, telling people how I feel, knowing that, hey, we can get to a better way a little quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm tired of it. I don't know how other people feel. I mean, I do. I hear it all day long, and I shouldn't say that. I apologize. I mean, that's the feeling I get, but overwhelmingly, it makes me feel that way, maybe. I don't know. Hard to say. I mean, when you're hearing, I mean, again, I'm in a particular sect, I guess you'd have to say, of people that want to hear a different side to things. So we give them a full spectrum. We hope that leads them to some form of a greater awareness. It's not that they're not aware. I would have to say many people on the earth are aware now of a great many things. They just don't know what to do with their newfound awareness.
Well, you know what? I think that's a very good question, because a lot of people are busy saying, oh, if people only knew the truth, then everything would be okay, and then they dedicate their lives to bringing certain aspects of truth, and then when people are acknowledging these truths, then where do they go from there? Where would you tell someone to go from there?
After acknowledging their truth?
No, the kind of truth that we're talking about. The truth.
Once they find that there's an Orwellian structure that has been absconding with everything and controlling things, and now we're making things worse on a grand scale, when that truly hits them, what should they do? You know, that really depends on what they can do. Okay? But whatever they can do, I hope they do. How's that? That depends on their lives and their situation and their circumstances. But it doesn't give them license to do nothing.
Now,
that's what got us here.
You weren't around in the 60s, but I was. And in the 60s, people were doing marches. They were marching on Washington. There was anti-war things.
Right. And it stopped perpetual wars, didn't it? Eventually, honestly.
And do you know...
It had an effect, some places much quicker than others. But what it's leading up to is an intolerance and an unacceptance to the pettiness of a few money people who want to shift assets and money around the planet and have people die because they control it all. So really what they're doing is they're playing a game now with people's lives. They're just shifting stuff around and people are dying for their entertainment. Uh-uh. Okay? No can do. Don't like the game? I ain't playing anymore, Mom. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, it's a total fabrication because they're sick. They're sick. 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 Okay? When you feel that you're so above life, that you can honestly and merrily hurt others because it's gleeful somehow to your lower senses. Yeah, that's that. I mean, again, Planet of the Apes. I'm sorry. But I shouldn't, you know, that's doing wrong for the apes, and I apologize. You know, I'm not Geico. I don't like to put out a commercial that, you know, because the cavemen probably do know, you know? I have to say it's insulting on a grand scale what's going on. And I'm insulted. Insulted on a passionate way because they brainwashed me for the first part of my life up until a few years ago that I was free. Just like Christopher Holmes says, Dr. Holmes on Zero Point. I put up his audio file from today. It was phenomenal. And I got to tell you, he said, you know, 2 years ago, I never believed that the conspiracy theorists were correct, and now they were all right. Not only were they right, I mean, it's worse. It's global, and it's right now. And to wake up to that and be in the midst of that when you've been brainwashed the other way is absolutely shocking. And that is shocking all, folks. So, you know, at that point, with that many people waking up to exactly that, because again, it's the unveiling. It's revelations. Revelation. Boop, boop, boop.
Talk about, is it revelation or revolution?
Yeah, good point. It's definitely the revealing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Armageddon of the old. It's the destruction. It's the coming down of the old. You know this? Hey, good place for it to stop. It's not enough that we saved America. Now we got to save the world. But that ain't enough. We got to save the whole damn galaxy, folks. Universe. And we can do it. You know, everybody says you'll change the universe eventually, one thought at a time. Well, yeah. So let's save the universe. It's not that big a deal. It's not that hard. And in fact, the longer we do it, the easier it'll get. Because it really is simple.
So we're changing the universe.
Well, you know, we are. We're the many. It's going to go our way.
Changing
you know,
the
that's
universe.
The beauty. That's the beauty of being the many, folks. You'll find that you have the purchasing power. You have the power to regulate supply and demand. You really do, ultimately. You have the power to buy into a system or illusion or not. You have the ability to become self-sufficient in many cases. You have the ability to get out and take a chance or not. You have the ability to choose where you're going to buy, what stocks you're going to hold, what stocks you're going to sell, what friends you're going to tell of what companies that should, you know, and then follow it. And you know, again, I don't honestly know what it all means, but you have so many choices that you can take being the many. And because being the many, you right now, if you don't know you have the power, you've got it. Just by that virtue alone. So when you know that, now what do you do? Whatever you want, whatever makes your heart spin, whatever is your highest moment of expression, will be more than likely what we'll all get as that coagulates, congeals. So if we're all working towards a greater tomorrow, we're going to get it. Only because we are the many.
I think there's truth in that.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're the many. The 100th monkey theory won't happen to the 6,000 or the 30-20-10 families or the 12 holding companies or whatever the case is, or the few Illuminati or the main 12 at the round table or whoever. Just doesn't matter. It doesn't apply to them. They won't get it. They'll still be trying to worry about sex, right? Control and money. That's it. When they get on the head of their throne, it's going to be usually that sexual drive that'll get them to murder. Perversion, remember. It's pretty galactically gleeful, it seems. Whoa, spaz out on that insane spastic wackos. I mean, I'm so far removed from that. All I have is very colorful words trying to explain it, and I can't. I can't do it anymore. It's that bizarre. And I don't care what spin it is they put on it, or how they try to justify overpopulation, or this, that, and the other. It's just so bizarre that we got the few wackos trying to pull something so obvious off. Obvious. We all know it now. If you don't, God, you know, if you're not wondering if something's up by now and you're getting an inkling by now, if you're just starting to get into it, fab! I think that's going to occur on waves. But it's going to be an interesting situation when those people start going click, 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 click. Because I don't think the 100th monkey stops the 100th monkey. I think it hits the first monkey, second monkey, third monkey on up. It goes with the mass. It goes with the many. And it's like a wave. It's not a... How do you explain it? Yes, it has that 100th monkey connotation to it. But it's more like a wave.
Hmm.
Can we all do the wave?
Do we all do the wave?
Let's all do the wave.
That sounds advanced, doesn't it? Wave dance.
You know, I'm outspoken. Only because I just love people too much and this hurts my heart way too much. Sorry. Can't stand by. You know, I might be one of the few owners of a network that's going to be this outspoken, this crazy, this often until it stops. Only because I find the insanity unacceptable. And, you know, it'll make our very difficult on this company because of our outspokenness, and has, probably will into the future. The only thing that'll stop that is for people to continue listening, paying attention, get the word out, put links about. You know, we're here because we love you. And we might not have all the facts, and we might not even tell you we'll always tell you what we believe the truth is, hopefully. I mean, I know I will. And if I don't know it, and, you know, I mean, I'm the first to tell you. If I don't know the truth, I'm going to tell you. At least I hope I'm that way. Because that's the kind of man I'll be. You see Battlestar Galactica the other night. Loved it.
You sound like John Wayne tonight, Tom. You know what John Wayne?
Man, I'll be. Huh?
You know what John Wayne's first name was?
Marion?
Huh?
Marion?
Marion.
Yeah? I just think that they're, you know, that things are going to get worse and they're going to stop. Yeah, they're going to try to not allow people to be so open. And those that are, they're going to try to quiet down. You know, folks, don't let it happen. I mean, it's you and us and the whole world working as one. We'll be here if you will be. Just stick around. Talk to you, Wynn. Hey, slice that out. We got to slice that out. That's going to be that would be a juicy, wouldn't it? What does old Bush say in the White House? Ooh, that's a sweet peach or something? Or, ooh, that's a juicy one? Or I forget. Somebody had some quotes, some little clips, quotes, sound bites.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you remember what that was?
No.
No? Sounded country.
Mm-hmm. So, who's got the most interesting shows on TV now?
Well, Wynn and Don do a pretty good job. What do you think?
Well, it's okay.
It's okay.
Who else?
Can that Wynn guy?
Huh?
Can that Wynn guy?
Can him?
Can him.
No, we're talking about interesting shows.
There's a lot of interesting shows. I love Natural Solutions Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Eliza Ben-Joseph? Wow. Folks, he's worth getting up for every morning, every time. If you guys aren't listening at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, Saturday, Station 1, Natural Solutions Radio, you're missing. You're missing out on, folks, that's extremely beneficial. I mean, it's just excellent. Excellent in every way. The topics... The people that he allows interviews, his family calling in, all about health, what you can do. I mean, I got it. I love this guy. Natural Solutions Radio, love Dr. Ben Joseph. He's a man of heart.
So it's a show about alternative health.
It's, you know, you've got a doctor there, and he's going to give you what he believes is the best advice, and it's based along a very natural approach. I love it.
So, is it specialty vitamins? Is it health? Is it psychology?
Well, you tune in, and yeah, it's really about, you know, again, it's about the whole package, really. The spirit, the mind, the body, the spirit.
Who else has a good show?
Oh, there's so many. So many. So many good new ones. Great new ones. Terry Nizam, if you want to call in during her show and get a reading, wow. Hey, not too often you can do that. You can do it now every week here on our network. So if you can get in, if you can call in when she's on. We've got great new shows that have been starting. We've just opened up our morning schedules down to 7 a.m. We're starting at 7 a.m. every day. I mean, once we open one day up, we do the whole thing at a shot. So, I mean, we have a ton of new morning hours opened up for Station 1, and we figured, what the heck, we'll extend Station 2. So Station 2 now starts like 1 in the afternoon or 1:50 or something like that. And eventually they'll start to fill out as people realize we're taking earlier hour programming. And, you know, we're happy. We're excited. We're bringing people a lot of fantastic programming with people with great hearts. Now, a lot of them, hey, some of them are even at odds. Like, one will work a subject one way and the other one might not approach it that way and maybe even disagree. But again, it doesn't really, it's these guys really, truly, I believe, personally, speaking with each and every single one of them, that they have and are coming from the best place in their hearts. Yep. That's what matters to me. That's all that matters. If you guys judged your politicians, the people you elected, and the people you put in your life and around you by that exact standard, you'd have a network of friends like this. You'd have beauty on an extreme scale. Because beauty in that relationship is fantastic. It's communication, it's respect, it's love, it's compassion, it's thoughtfulness. And that's how you need to be deciding who our next leaders will be. And if those options aren't available to you, then don't buy into the charade and call it a charade. Because, hey, call it what it is. Don't beat around a euphemism. And don't get lost on words. Look, the courts did that. Hey, the courts did it right up your keister well enough with words, didn't they? And the medical profession the same. And every other legal genius profession. Up yours with words. Remember that beautiful movie? They're only worms, Roxanne, worms. Or words. Come on. You know, it's like putting on a facade. Let's wear the mask. Here's a word. Here's a word. Everywhere a word, word. Pretty soon you're worried about the word. Whose word was it? God's word? My word? Word.
Word.
Word, baby. Hold on, I gotta get one of the forklifts so that I can open my beer. Bear with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Don and Wynn Show tonight. My name is Wynn Free.
And I'm Don Newsom.
And we are respectively
free.
Quite unusual.
And some news.
And what?
Some free news?
In certain ways.
Newsom, free. Some free news. Don and Wynn, some free news. It's almost like Humphrey News. Okay. Really wasn't that good, was it?
Well, wasn't that good.
At least I'm out of here trying. I'm up to bat. You ready to hit a homer, Homer?
Am I what?
Are you ready to hit one out of the park?
A homer? Let's do it.
All right. Back to you, Wynn.
Well, I'm out of the park already. My challenge is to get the stuff that's out of the park into the park without losing the connection.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
That's my challenge.
I've been a little handicapped since birth, and that made total sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it doesn't even have to make sense too much to me anymore. You know, because once you get to a point of confusion, where you're on information overload and you just don't get it because everything's lying to you, feel it.
You can't
go wrong there. I mean, it's so simple. I mean, there has been so many soothsayers and truthsayers of old that have tried to give that sage advice, and everybody forgets it. Like, cultures are living it right today, but somehow... Find him in a National Geographic. Yes.
Did you hear me? Did you hear my talk on Don Newsom's? Not Don Newsom. Don Nikoloff show.
Don Nikoloff. Love the man.
Did you hear me a couple days ago?
Yes, I did. He interviewed you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were talking about you, weren't you?
We were talking about. No, you know what? This is the third time I've been on the show. And, you know, of course, the first couple of times I was talking about my experiences.
Oh, okay.
All that stuff. But the third time,
He interviewed you a third time?
Well, yeah, he likes me.
In 3 weeks?
In about 3 or 4 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the first two times you talked really about you, the third time you started to get off of that.
No, I don't think talking about me, that does not sound...
I like to talk about you.
Well, you know what? One has to detach oneself from oneself and look at how to use one's circumstance in the way for the greater service. And it's not like I'm talking about me, because I'm...
You know, that's got to be about the biggest brain melt you ever got yourself into. You've convinced yourself that it's, even though you're in it, 99.99%, somehow that other billionth of a percent, is, since it's kind of overcasting the whole, it somehow is the reason for the other 99.99%, which is you.
I don't know if that's simple, Brian.
All right, I don't mean to rip you. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Will you take my hand?
Well,
will you take my hand?
I don't know if I'll take your hand.
Take my fucking hand.
No. I'm not a hand with it.
We'll come back to this later.
Okay.
You'll take my hand. I know. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. So in any case, one of the interesting topics that Don Nikoloff and I were talking
about. Now remember, it's not me. Wynn is on a cell phone, folks. So if it gets weird, it's a cell phone. Okay, sorry.
Is my voice getting weird?
Well, you know, it has its strange patterns. You could, you know, in and out, left, right.
Okay. Well.
Not quite true.
The idea of filter mechanisms that people have, that everyone has, that when they hear something, you know, anything, even when they think they're understanding it, they may not be, because they've still got a filter mechanism in place. So it's going through whatever mechanism they need to have to make sure that whatever reality system they're attached to, that what you say won't screw up the reality system. It's a really quite a brilliant system because people say they want to learn, they want to grow, but nonetheless, their filtering system so totally keeps them in within the context of their own reality system. And as soon as something pushes past the reality system, unless they know what's happening, unless they're open, they get mad, they get angry, or they don't hear it the way you said it. And it's a very interesting phenomena because, you know, I've read that everyone is in their own, you know, here we are with however many billions of people there are on this planet, but each of us is a universe with our filtering system unto ourselves, so that whatever we hear, whatever anyone tells us, is going to get distorted by our own filtering system. And like when you can start to see other people's filtering systems, you know, which some people can, some filtering. See, I don't think you can be in this realm without having some kind of filter system, because otherwise you just disappear. You would just, you know, expand into nothingness. So,
That's exactly what we are. I mean, that's what the body is. It's a big filter.
Yeah.
I mean, it shows it in the large organs and the way it eats the food. It filters out the nutrients. It's just one big filter.
But the brain and the mind is filtering information.
Correct.
To, you know, the way that I describe it is you have a space in the matrix. You know, you're in the matrix and, you know, you fill in a certain hole in the matrix. And the matrix is all that is. You know, there's God. And the God is the matrix. And within the matrix, there's group souls, there's individuals, there's, in fact, even you and I are group energies acting as if they're one consciousness. But I think when you break us down, you can't possibly understand it because we have this mix of matrices that's always shifting and changing. Now, when somebody is more simple, their matrix doesn't change as much. So there's more the illusion that they are a quantified individual being rather than an energy that's shifting in a matrix. And then once you start moving into the energy that's shifting in the matrix, you still have a reality system, but it starts to get bigger than the quantified.
You know, I'll tell you, you're right. And I agree. I want to expound on this only because there was some. Oh, we have a caller. I think you want to. Well, we'll take the call.
Good.
All right, caller, you're on the air. Don with Don and Wynn.
Hi, Don and Wynn. This is Don.
Well, hi, Don.
You're talking about me.
Oh, hey, yeah. Excellent, excellent.
I had to call in. How are you today?
We're
doing great.
Hey, Don.
How are you, my friend?
You know what I always say.
Of course, we're getting phones ringing now, so just don't mind the ringing in the back, folks. Just know it's always a little bit crazy here. We'll let them ring. They'll probably ring. You watch.
I was enjoying what Wynn was saying just now.
Right.
Not because he mentioned my name, but I had an experience, a filter experience today with a visitor to my website who has been demanding that I explain how these photos were taken. and I kind of got into the filtering thing that Wynn was just talking about with this guy, and he got really angry. He got very profane in the third response that he sent me, and I thought, well, I must have hit that sensitive nerve or pushed that hot button. But that's the whole point, is to get people to think a little bit and to feel, as Wynn says, you know, from the heart center.
Exactly. Exactly.
It was kind of, it was an unusual experience because I spent more time than the guy probably warranted, but I was operating from my heart center, and I made the decision I will do this. I will intend that this guy either wakes up or and he doesn't have to agree with me. That's not, I wasn't arguing a particular point. I was just saying you can't be inside the box and presume to know what's going on outside the box or operate outside the box as if you're still in the box. It doesn't work.
Yeah, but it's fun to try. You got to try. If you don't try, you'll never get outside the box. You know, an interesting thing. If you get to the Trusted News Trader, TNT board, you'll be able to read the post there. And I post a lot of stuff there, and it's news, the TNT Hour with Don Nikoloff on Wednesday, 1 in the afternoon, Pacific time, Wednesday, Station 1. And, of course, myself at 1 on Mondays. And he has a program, Evident Footprints, every evening, folks. Don't forget to tune into that. It's 10 p.m. Pacific, Monday through Friday. But what I've lost track, blew exactly what I was going to say out of the water.
Well, you were talking about the box.
Well, my brother. That's because he doesn't do this that often. My twin brother had sent me over a couple interesting links to some videos. They were posted on the Trusted News Trader, and one of them showed, well, let's just put it this way. I think absolute scientific proof that there are off-worlders and that they can make interdimensional portals, and all that implies, an absolute proof in the video, an absolute scientific proof by the different groups that went out there, and this happened in Mexico, and that there are people trying to tell this, and this is a recent thing. And I think I was stunned to watch this. And my brother asked me to post it up there, and I did. I post under the Trusted News Trader's Mad Dog, TNT Mad Dog. So if you wonder why I call myself Mad Dog, well, just read my profile. But It's some really interesting stuff being posted there, folks. Don't get fooled by the baloney. Don't let the baloney get you. Even on our posting board, you'll find baloney. Only because there's just people that are paid to spoo baloney on you. So, it's unfortunate.
Would you like baloney, pastrami, or...
And now, yeah, well, if you don't, you know, you might get their bacteriophages. Sooner or later, anyways.
Well, I saw the hour was getting late, and I just wanted to say hi to you guys. I have two of your archives posted, as you may know.
I saw that, and I thought our last show was really, really interesting. And, you know, we have a really interesting interaction where things come up at a pretty deep level, and I keep thinking about them afterwards, you know.
Yeah, I had such an experience with Jim Murray, who is a scientist inventor, on Friday. This guy is just awesome in terms of his
understanding.
We've
got about 40 seconds. We've got to call in the light. And Don, you're gonna be here to strengthen this calling into the light, I hope.
Oh, yes.
Excellent. Wynn?
So, those of you listening, this is the Don and Wynn Show, and we close this show with what I call calling in of the light, and that is where we create a group energy. This is one of those areas where if you're feeling like a victim, you can learn to feel like a cause, because in fact, this is a way to be a cause in shifting things on this planet. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the galaxy through our bodies to the center of the earth. And right now, those of us who free willingly so choose, we intend for our energies, the energies of the matrix that are us, to blend and connect with all those others on the line. This is something that, since we're out of, the part of us is in the matrix, which is out of this dimension, is actually possible, even when we're in separate locations all over the world. So we intend for that to occur, and we now experience this group energy. We invite those group souls that are in pure energy form to blend with this new matrix that we are creating right now. Now take a moment and experience that light energy. And we bring it as a huge ball of light circling our planet, finding areas of darkness. We send it to those people in our personal sphere that need help, that need healing. And we send it to ourselves to give us the strength and the courage to stay connected while the planet's going through so many transmutations. Just take a couple of seconds and anchor that energy in your physical location. And now we'll just close it down. We'll bring the energy back to a protected space in our own personal hologram, in our own heart. And we ask those of you that can to hold that energy till the next time we're together. And on that note, this is the Don and Wynn Show. We wish you all good night. Thank you, Don Nikoloff, for being our guest.
Love you guys.
I love you too, Don. Thank you.
Listen to Don Nikoloff's show tonight at 10 p.m. Don is dedicated to bringing his perspective and his uncoverings of truth every night on BBS Radio. And you can visit his website. What's your website, Don?
We got to go. Folks,
okay, we're going.
Thanks next for tuning week. In. Tune again next week. Up next, Fireside Chat with Sandy Mystic. Something you don't want to miss. Don't go away.
I love you.